A medical transport plane carrying 6 people, including a child patient, crashed in Philadelphia shortly after takeoff on the evening of January 31, exploding into a massive fireball. Authorities have not yet confirmed the number of fatalities, although multiple homes and vehicles in the area were damaged. The plane, a Learjet 55, was en route to Springfield, Missouri, and took off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport at 6:06 p.m. It quickly disappeared from radar, climbing to an altitude of 1,600 feet before crashing near a busy intersection close to Roosevelt Mall in the Ronhurst neighborhood. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance, the company operating the plane, confirmed the crash, but said it could not yet provide information on survivors. The company expressed concern for the patient's family, its personnel, and anyone affected on the ground. The crash came just 2 days after another deadly incident in Washington, D.C., where an American Airlines jet collided in midair with an Army helicopter, resulting in no survivors. Philadelphia's Mayor Sherelle Parker stated that the crash is still under investigation and confirmed significant damage in the residential area near the site. President Donald Trump expressed his sorrow over the incident, calling it so sad on his social media platform. Governor Josh Shapiro has offered all state resources to assist with the response. The crash site, less than 4 kilometers from the airport, was immediately secured by emergency services, and the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, said the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, would lead the investigation into the crash. Jet Rescue, a company based in Mexico, has provided air ambulance services for critical patients globally, including transporting former baseball player David Ortiz after he was shot in 2019. The investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. Authorities have urged the public to stay clear of the area while the scene is being processed.